For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, July the 3rd, 1983. Final service of the summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Glenn Miller is the speaker of the morning.
Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning for the marvelous presence of your glory that has rested over us these days. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Father, I thank you, Lord, that as we move forth, that we shall yet see greater glory and manifestation of thyself amongst our midst. And I thank you and I praise you for it. Father, I take authority over every power of Satan today that in any way would try to disrupt in any family and in any person. And I bind him in the name of the Lord. And I rebuke him in Jesus' name. And I bind up his spirit and I break it off of our lives in the name of the Lord. And I loose the glory and the presence and the manifestation of God to be brought forth in our lives, that Jesus shall be glorified in all that we do and say. And I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it this morning. I praise you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Father, bless us as we praise and worship you. And as we come to magnify thee today, that I will praise thee because I determined to do it. I thank you for it today, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You know, I was just thinking this morning, we're all wound down, and this is the end of camp meeting. We've had a lot of wonderful times here this week. I know we're tired. The Lord told Moses, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. And he's going to give us rest. And we just have to turn our eyes on him and just lean back and just praise the Lord this morning. I don't feel like the Lord wants us to jump and run around. I think this morning he just wants us to lay back in him and to rest and to meditate on what he's done for us this week. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just leave.
Let's just love the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We praise your presence. We thank you for the rest, Lord, that makes the weary rest in you. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, let's turn over to the 119th, a little while here this morning. In the 119th Psalm, we find that the blessing, our delight in the Lord. And there are some things in the 119th Psalm that tells us about our delight in the Lord. And the Lord's wonders and the presence of the Lord and all of these things. But the 119th Psalm, a psalm of praise and a psalm of prayer and a psalm of blessing. But all through that psalm also it tells us the way to this place of praise and blessing. And the requirements of it. So, a brother up here this morning, and he quoted a verse. I'm going to start with that verse, and then we'll get back to it in a little bit, too. He quoted the 165th verse of the 119th Psalm. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, that'll be a blessing when we come to the place where nothing offends us. Where I don't get offended at something you say, and you don't get offended at something I say, and that we can dwell together in unity and not be offended. But the first part of that verse tells us the way to that place. The great peace, and that peace comes because we love the law of the Lord. Okay, let's turn your page back over to verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Lord, help us that we will learn and be able to bring ourselves into subjection unto your word so that we will walk in thy ways without iniquity. There's not a one of us here today that today, I don't think, has arrived at that place. But Lord, help that to be the desire of my heart and every person here that hears the sound of my voice, that we will determine to walk in the ways of the Lord so that there will be no iniquity found in us. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. The Lord has commanded us to do it. So therefore, we need to learn what the Lord's precepts are so that we will keep them and that we do keep them. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Lord, help us to desire to direct my ways that I will keep your statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. No, we'll not be ashamed because we'll not do anything that's contrary to the word of the Lord. So there'll be nothing in us or anything that will cause us to be ashamed because we will not do a thing that will be contrary to the word of the Lord. Therefore, we'll not do anything that will bring shame to the Lord or to us or to those who we associate with. When I have respect unto all thy commandments. He didn't say part of them. The word doesn't say part of them. It says all of them. And we all have a habit, even me, yet, of not looking after all of God's commandments. We find excuses and ways to twist them so that we don't have to pay attention to them, so that we can walk my own way. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. It says that at the time that we have learned God's righteous judgment, then will we be able to praise him with a righteous heart. When Satan comes, he'll find nothing in us. As he did when he came to the Lord Jesus, and he could find nothing in him. And I pray for the day that when he comes, he can find nothing in me. Praise the Lord. That is the desire of my heart. It should be the desire of our service unto the Lord as we study the word of the Lord. That should be our desire. That the word of the Lord, which is a light to our path, shall bring us to a place that Satan can find nothing in me. praise the name of the Lord. Lord, make that our desire. Help us to seek after that, first of all of our hearts. And then he says, and again, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. If we want the Lord not to forsake us, then we must learn to keep the statutes and the commandments of the Lord. For that is part of the requirement of a walk before the Lord. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. So young men, pay attention. You cleanse your way and your path and your walk before the Lord by paying attention to the word of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. And you learn to pay attention to it by studying it and hiding it in your heart, that you might not sin against the Lord. With my whole heart have I sought thee. I hope that is true of me and every one of us, that we really are seeking the Lord with our whole heart. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Help us, Lord, not to stray. And throughout this whole psalm, he continually is asking the Lord to show him the statutes and the commandments of the Lord, that he will not wander from the word, from the word of the Lord. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. And that is what is required of every one of us today, that we study diligently the word of the Lord, so that it is hidden in our hearts. So that whatever situation arises, whatever condition, the word of the Lord is hid in my heart and in your heart, so that in the middle of that situation or that condition, you are able to say, Satan, it is written, and this and this and thus saith the word of the Lord, and I stand on that in my situation today, and because of my stand on your word, you have to flee. And the situation will right itself, and the condition will change, and we will have victory. And whatever it is that we have been tormented and bothered, or Satan has brought against us individually, or our family, or those around about us, if we can have the word of the Lord hid in our heart and then be able to use it as our tool to stand in the condition that rises against us. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. And the Lord will teach us his statutes if we desire to know his word and to hide it in our hearts. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments, and I hope that we are determining to make that true of ourselves, that with our lips, we do declare God's judgments. And his judgments are sure. And his judgments will put his fear within us as we understand God's judgments that he brings upon us when we rebel against his word. His judgments are sure. They will happen unless we repent. You say, why did this happen to me? And why did that happen to me? Well, study the word of the Lord. That's true of me just as well as everyone. I have no exception. I need to study the word of the Lord so that I can find where I err in my walk before him, so that I can have authority to stand against the things that rise against me. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Now that is quite a verse. Do we rejoice as much? He says as much, but really we should rejoice more. But at least as much in what God is doing for us and what his blessings and his presence in our midst, do we rejoice as much in that as we do in the pleasures of life and the things that we acquire for ourselves? Or do we rejoice more in the things that we have acquired or that we acquire by our hands more than the things of the Lord? And in times past, I have been guilty of rejoicing in the things of my hands more than in the blessing of the Lord. Are we happier to be where the praise and the blessing and the joy of the Lord is? Are we happier to be there praising the Lord? Or are we wondering about a football game somewhere, or fishing, or hunting, or some other pleasure of life? Are we thinking of that when we should be thinking more of praising and worshiping the Lord and being a blessing first to the Lord and then unto others. We've all been guilty of it. We've all been guilty of the, making the pleasures of life to us more important than the blessing of the Lord. We're all guilty. But Lord, forgive us. Cleanse us, Lord. Wash us. Take it out of us. Wash it from the subconscious of our mind. Wash those things out. Make your presence first and foremost for our lives, Lord. Help us desire you more than life. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Lord, I will do it. I will make myself meditate in thy precepts and on thy mercies and thy grace. I will make myself do it. Unless I make myself do it, nobody else is going to do it for me or you. You have to determine that you make yourself meditate on the word of the Lord. I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word. But unless you study the word of the Lord, unless you hide it in your heart, you have nothing there to remember that you will not forget. You have to make the word of the Lord part of your being. Otherwise, it's not there for you that you'll not forget it. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word, that I may have health and life and strength, and that your word does renew me as the eagle, and that your word is life unto my feet and a light unto my path. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. But we'll never find the wondrous things of the word of God unless we search and search diligently his word. And then, as we do, God illuminates. Sometimes as you're reading along, a word will just stand out in gold or bold or raise up out of it, or a whole verse will rise up. And God will give you a revelation of his word and of himself that you'll only find and that you can only rejoice in because you are studying and looking for him in his word. Because he is in his word. And he does reveal himself unto us as we seek after him. I am a stranger in the earth. Now that we don't like to accept, that we're a stranger in the earth. But we are strangers and pilgrims in the earth. And we need to realize that Jesus is our light and our path and our walk. And that we are a stranger and that we do need his guidance and his help as we walk this path in this earth. In me, my earth, I am that earth, and then in the earth that my feet walk upon. My soul breaketh forth for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Do we really have a desire and a longing after the judgments of the Lord and a fear of God's judgment? When God's judgments come in the land, then shall men fear God. And it's an awesome thing for the judgments of God. But we should desire, as ridiculous as that statement may seem, we should desire God's judgments because they bring a spirit in the land of repentance of the people of the Lord to call on the name of the Lord when his judgments are in the land. And we say, well, that brings a hardship. That brings things that I don't want. Yes, but it brings the presence of the Lord. And it brings a turning and a bending of the knee and the calling on the name of the Lord and repentance when his judgments are brought in me and in the nation. It brings a calling on the name of the Lord. And his judgments, we will see his judgments poured out upon this nation. But the Lord will take care of us, he'll watch over us, and he'll protect us as his judgments come forth. Because God is a righteous God. And where sins abound, there his judgment must also abound. And sin abounds greatly in this nation. And this nation has propagated and sent it around the world. And God's judgment must fall on Hollywood and on other places where the filth that has been put forth has come from. And his judgment must come and be brought on the land and on the people. And in the middle of that judgment, men will cry unto the Lord. And salvation will come unto the people of the Lord. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed. Help us, Lord, not to have a proud spirit, because there's a curse comes on us from God for a proud spirit. Help us to be in humble and humility and in humbleness before the Lord and take the pride out of us and the rebellion out of us so that we'll not be cursed with a curse because of rebellion and pride. Which, and those who have a proud spirit do err from the commandment of the Lord. And that, I want us to be drawn back. I want to be drawn back to the commandments of the Lord, that I may rightly divide them and I may walk in righteousness before the Lord because of the appropriation of the commandments of the Lord in my life. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Have we kept the testimonies of the Lord? Have we kept the word of the Lord? Have we? We need to search our hearts so that we can be removed from reproach and contempt for not keeping the testimonies of the Lord. Princes also did sit and speak against me. And Satan has sent principalities and powers to speak against us through ungodly people. And they speak against us, but we have authority and dominion to rise up against those things in love and compassion in the word of the Lord and take authority over them. But thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. So it's necessary for us to meditate in the word and the statutes of the Lord if we expect God's blessing and his upon our lives. Verse 27, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. It's a joy to talk and to rehearse the wondrous things of the Lord. Just as Penny was here this morning, and as others who had testified, are the wondrous works of the Lord. And we need to rejoice and to rehearse them, and the things that the Lord has done and is doing for us. My soul meldeth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. And when we have opposition and we have problems, we need to learn how. I need to learn how. We all need to learn how. To rely on the word of the Lord to be our strength, to be our help, and to be our stay. And it's awful hard for all of us in certain situations and problems to really be able to rely on the Lord. We want to try and get in and do something ourselves and straighten it out and get it straightened out and do this, and that was wrong, and this caused it, and that caused it, and something else caused it. But we need to learn to have peace and to rely on the word of the Lord. I'm no different than the rest of you. It's hard to do. It's hard to do. But Lord, help us to be able to rely on your word in the middle of every condition, to rely on the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord come to us with a verse that will comfort us, that will bring us understanding, and will give us grace in the situation, whether it be ourselves or for someone else, that we be a blessing and a word of grace unto others in the middle of every ungodly condition. Verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, thy way, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Lord, make us to go. Incline my ear unto thy testimony, and not to covetousness. Be satisfied with the state that you're in until the Lord gives you a better or different state. Don't covet somebody else's condition. Be satisfied wherein that you are. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. We need to study the commandments and the statutes and the laws of the Lord so that we learn to have a righteous fear of the Lord. In days past, we have taken up a study of some of them. And I'm going to turn just to a few. That there is a kind of an unsung teaching in the land. Whether it's actually said or not, it is the feeling of it is put out. That the laws and the commandments and all of the Old Testament, they're all done away with. They're passed away with. And I don't have to pay any attention to them. Even though it's not literally said from the pulpit, that feeling is put forth. And it's a lie. Because the commandments of God still apply to our hearts and lives today. He hasn't changed. Yeah. The Lord Jesus came and became our sacrifice. And he did away with the sacrificial laws. Well, he didn't do away with the laws of hell. He didn't do away with thou shalt not kill. He didn't do away with thou shalt not commit adultery. And if you take one law and say thou shalt not commit adultery, and then try to take another law and do away with it, you're taking away from the word of the Lord. And God will hold you accountable and judge you for it. But our ministries in the land, and those that I've sat under and that I've been taught by, have all implied that, even though they didn't say it out in so many words. It has been implied, and it's a lie from the pit. And we have to come back to a right understanding and dividing of the word of the Lord so that we can walk in health and strength and life and in the resurrection life of the Lord. Just for a very few, I'm not going to take very many, but I'm going to Leviticus chapter 3, the last verse, verse 17. But yet, we say that Jesus done away with all these things when he died on the cross. I had some people in Nebraska, two women that were very deep in problems, physically. And I prayed about them and confronted them, and this was one of their basic problems. And after I had prayed for them and talked with them, they tried to argue with me after the service that there was nothing wrong with drinking blood, that it was good for your health. It gave you quick energy. They said, we do it all the time. It's good for us. It gives us quick energy. It shall, verse 17, Leviticus 3, it shall be a perpetual statute. What does that word perpetual mean? Forever. Never to be done away with in that respect. For your generation throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. And these are Christian people, supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and yet they were in terrible physical condition, and yet they were determined to argue about this verse. I have no argument. It says what it says, what it says. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 13 through 43. God lists all the things that are abominable to him. And yet we argue with God and say that God changed his law and done away with it because in Peter's vision, he said to Peter, arise, kill, and eat. If you will study Peter's vision, you'll find it had nothing whatever with eating literal food. It applied to the things of the heathen nations that God was now bringing unto them salvation, just as he was to the Israelites. And that it applied to that. And you will find that the abominable things are still abominable unto God. I can stand in here and give you testimony after testimony of conditions and situations and people that we have prayed for, and their problems have been because of the abominable things that are listed in these verses 13 through 43 of the 11th chapter of Leviticus and in other places. It doesn't only appear here. God repeats it. In the mouth of two witnesses or more, let it be established. But the word of the Lord is the word of the Lord, and it doesn't have to be established. It is established forever. And you can take the scripture and twist it to your own hurt and to your own sorrow. And you'll find that a lot of your sicknesses are because of not appropriating the word of the Lord. Real quick, we had one case that was that the girl was dying with cancer. She was weighed 67 or 8 pounds, and the doctors gave her up to die. She lives in this town, and it was 5 years ago. And this is how God opened this up to us and made us to realize that it wasn't wiped out, and when we begin to study, we begin to find the error that we had been taught. But this girl had been given up by the doctors to die, and the reason was because she had cancer of the colon, and they could do no more for her. And by a set of circumstances, Irma went and prayed for her. And when Irma prayed for her, the Lord opened up to Irma that her cause was because she almost worshipped owls and frogs. And her house was completely filled with owls. Expensive things. Clothes with all kinds of owl decorations on. Expensive purses made with owl decorations. And the Lord revealed to Irma that the cause of her illness was because of those unclean spirits, of those abominable things that were in her house. And the Lord prayed through Irma, and the Lord and through over a couple of weeks of time, the girl, the family accepted this, and they removed the things out of the house, and God restored that girl, and we removed them and then destroyed them, and God restored that girl and healed her, and she's well today. But she only had a short time to live at the time. And since that time, we have come across many circumstances and conditions where when the people have removed the abominable things from their houses, the conditions in their homes have changed. And there has been a healing has taken place. Children who have not been able to sleep at night and who have seen dark shadows and things in their rooms, when the things of abominable things that are listed here were removed from their houses and their bedrooms, the condition has changed, and the children have slept or whatever else the condition was has changed, and it because of the adhering to this scripture. That's right. We have problems because we do not adhere to the word of the Lord. Verse 44 of Leviticus 11. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Leviticus 18. Leviticus, the 44th verse of Leviticus 11. The Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 1 through 23. Again, is God's law unto his children. It's a law. It's a law of incest, the laws of sex. And God says that you shall not do these things, and that what shall happen to you if you do. And one of the laws is found in verse 19, which is a law that we just discovered recently here at the campground. And I believe that a lot of the problems that stem in the female problems stem because we have not obeyed this law here in verse 19. Verse 19 tells us that during the time of a woman's ministerial period, that husband and wife shall have no relations together. And he says, that's the law of God. But I was never taught that as a young person. I was never told that at all. But now then, we're seeing that needs to be told to our young people. Especially when they get ready to be married, that then it should be told them. But we should teach, and they should understand the laws of God from their youth up. We should teach them so that they bind them on their foreheads and on their hands, the law of the Lord. And their forehead is in their mind. On their hand is before their eyes to see it, that they see and know the laws of God, so that they'll be clean and holy before the Lord, and then the things of sickness and disease will not come upon their physical bodies as they adhere to the word of the Lord. Verse 25 tells us, and the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquity upon it. The land is defiled, and God visits upon it if we do not follow the laws of the Lord. Now you say you're getting awful hard and strict there. Well, we have found that God's laws are God's law. And we found it because of our dealings with people and their problems. And through that, God has revealed unto us, through their problems, what has happened and how it came about. And we are finding that it is because we have not adhered to the commandments of the Lord. Leviticus verse 30, I want to read also. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinances, that you commit not any of the abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 20, verse 6. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God, and you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifieth you. And everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother, and his blood shall be upon him. Today, young people, we live in grace, and we don't get put to death. But back before grace became our part, and we can repent of it, we were put to death if we did not honor our father or our mother. In verses 10 through 21 again, we have scriptures that apply to the sexual laws and what God says shall happen to us if we disobey them. Verse 22, ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell, therein spew you not out. And you shall walk in the manners, you shall not walk in the manners of the nations, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean and unclean, and between unclean fowl and the unclean and the clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. And all of this is repeated again in the book of Deuteronomy. Turn with me over to Psalms 119 again. Verse 118 of the 119th Psalm. David here says that the Lord has trodden down all them that err from his statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. And today I hope that all of you who hear my voice will earnestly consider what I've been saying. 118. Psalms 119, 118. Now, some of you here, I've thrown some heavy things on. And you've never even heard remarks made like I've made this morning. But don't throw it away. Don't say that's ridiculous. I want you to study it out. I want you to study the New Testament, from which has come the teaching that the unclean and the clean foods were done away with by Paul's vision. I want you to go back and study the original and find the context of that, and how it was applied and what it was for. Peter didn't go down and eat food after he saw the vision. He went to the door and accepted the three unclean men who were represented by the vision that he saw. And he went with them to bring to them the bread of life and to break to them the bread of life. See, I can stand here and talk about this because of the people that have crossed our paths and the conditions we've dealt with in their lives and have found the causes for it. And find that the remedy of it is in keeping and obeying the word of the Lord. Turn over to the 169th verse of the 119th Psalm. Well, I'm going to start with the 67th verse. He says, my soul hath kept thy testimony, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimony. For all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. And that's what we need. We need understanding according to the word of the Lord. And not be rebellious at the word of the Lord. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Revelation chapter 22. Last book of the Bible, Revelation 22, last chapter, the end of the chapter, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, from Genesis to Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And those plagues are found in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, help us to study it, to seek it out, to learn to rightly divide it, and not to hear traditions and things of men, but to hear the word of the Lord. Lord, deliver us from tradition. Deliver us from traditions, Lord, that thy word will be a light unto our path, that we may walk in holiness and righteousness before you. And Father, I pray that the words I've spoken today shall be a blessing to all who have heard them, that they shall study thy word diligently and seek for their own selves to know the word of the Lord, that they may walk in holiness and health and righteousness, and that they may walk with a healthy body and in a spirit of praise and worship before thee, that we may be a glory unto all that we come in contact with. And I praise you for it, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Penny, bless us with your... Yes. Truth is marching on. And we are those who are carrying the truth of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you. Been a joy to have you. We appreciate those that will be returning and those who will not be able to return. With the blessing of the Lord rest on you as you travel, and let you praise and worship and magnify him as you rejoice in the Lord as the miles roll under your wheel. Amen. Bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.